The weekend storm brought a variety of weather conditions to the Northeast, and what you saw was largely dependent upon your elevation. Phase one of the storm brought rain and a wintry mix to the valleys and wet snow to the mountains. Phase two of the storm was largely confined to the mountains, where a fluffy snow accumulated, and there were some places that picked up over a foot of snow. Of course, if you are in the capital region right now, you're not seeing any of those large snow piles. But if you are looking to see some snow, just drive up into the mountains and you'll find plenty there. There are a few snow showers around this afternoon and even a couple of raindrops in the valleys. We'll see the snow showers largely come to an end tonight as an upper-level disturbance moves away. I can't rule out a spotty flurry or two. Otherwise, we'll look for variably to mostly cloudy skies, and overnight lows will be in the teens to around 20 in most areas. There are going to be a few single-digit readings, especially in the mountains. At this point, it looks like we will avoid any significant stormy weather this week. It's still going to be pretty tough to shake the clouds, so we're likely to see more clouds than sun in the coming days, and there are going to be some disturbances that come through at times, so that means there will be snow showers. I'm not expecting any heavy snow in the coming days, but with the chill in the air and some snow around, there's always the potential for a few slippery spots. So tomorrow looks to be more cloudy than sunny, though a few sunny breaks are possible, especially southeast of Albany. Some scattered snow showers are possible, and high temperatures tomorrow will be largely in the 30s, so it'll end up a little bit above normal for this time of year. The weather picture will look similar on Wednesday, with plenty of clouds and scattered snow showers. Temperatures should be in the neighborhood of 30 degrees, so Wednesday will be a little bit cooler than tomorrow, but still not cold for this time of year. And Thursday will look pretty similar to Wednesday, with plenty of clouds and snow showers, and temperatures again in the neighborhood of 30 degrees. So the weather will show little variety over the next few days. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, lows in the single digits and teens. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, scattered snow showers, a high of 26 to 34. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, lows in the single digits and teens. And for tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, scattered snow showers, a high of 26 to 34. For the Southeastern Catskills, Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the 20s, and for tomorrow, partly sunny, a high of 35 to 40. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, lows in the teens to around 20, and for tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, some scattered snow showers, with highs in the low to mid-30s. Region-wide on Wednesday, mostly cloudy, a chance of scattered snow showers, highs in the 20s to low 30s, and on Thursday, more clouds than sun, some scattered snow showers, with highs in the 20s to low 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.